This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. With all the concerns about a coming economic downturn, which, by the way, can sometimes become a self-fulfilling prophecy, it's worth keeping in mind some of the more nuanced consequences when the whole economy starts tightening its belt. For example, following the 2008 recession, people had fewer kids, which means, over the past few years, fewer students in elementary and middle school. Which means we need fewer schools. In parts of the country losing school-age population, districts are closing schools they don't need. Sometimes they hold on to the buildings in hopes of more kids down the road, sometimes they tear them down, and sometimes they sell them to people with big dreams. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on what happens to a school after it stops being a school.
Before showing off the former Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary Middle School in Northwest Baltimore, Kelly Bacala lets a group of developers know they'll be in for some exercise.
The elevators are working. We are not able to use them. There are two keys involved that I do not have.
Thank you. You're right. How many of them are there?
There's just one. So when I said elevators, that was a lie.
Bacala works for the city of Baltimore, which is selling the school.
Let's get started.
Oh, it's dark in here. Inside, everyone turns on their phone flashlights because the power is off in the building. It's been closed since 2020. The kids who would have come here now attend school more than a mile away. And where I see a former science classroom with kids' handprints still on a mural at the back, real estate developer Nicole Earle sees a cozy one-bedroom apartment.
I mean, it has the walls, the structure. I mean, you still have to add, you know, closets and bathrooms, but as you can see, there is some plumbing already in here.
This is the first chance for many developers to see inside the school, which was built in 1973.
Okay, everybody ready for the next floor? The next floor is going to have the cafeteria and the auditorium.
We check out the empty office.
The intercoms don't work. I did try them.
In the cafeteria, there's a sign that says the MLK Cafe, and there's a very funky smell.
Something may have ended its days there.
Bishop J. Charles Carrington Jr. is a pastor. He wants to make the school into a new headquarters for his church and is positive even about that scent.
It can be fixed. Bleach fixes everything.
Carrington says he may offer $1.5 million for the school. That money would go to the city's capital budget. Baltimore's taking bids from potential buyers who will have to buy more than just bleach. The city estimates the school needs at least $800,000 worth of work, no matter what it becomes. Teresa Stevens works in neighborhood development for Baltimore.
The focus is not so much making the funding, but getting that property no longer vacant and useful for you and I.
MLK is one in a series of schools Baltimore is closing as it deals with a fluctuating school-age population. The school only had 244 kids at the end, compared to the mid-80s when enrollment was over 950. It's a problem facing an increasing number of communities around the country.
Nobody really knows how many schools are vacant at any given point, but there's a lot.
Alan Malik is a senior fellow with the Center for Community Progress. He says to understand what's happening, you have to go back to when about half of these schools were built in the 1950s.
After World War II, we really did have an explosion of children.
Of a sort, it was the baby boom. Then, a few decades later, those boomers had kids of their own.
That's what they call an echo.
Me, for example, I'm part of that echo. After that, U.S. population growth leveled off, and since 2008, it's been dropping.
The world of demographers said, well, it's a short-term blip. When the economy picks up, it'll go back up again. But it didn't.
So maybe it's appropriate that one of the most successful reuses for schools is senior housing. That lets developers blend financing sources like low income and historical tax credits. Emily Dowdle is with the nonprofit Reinvestment Fund.
And additionally, senior housing is unlikely to cause a fuss in a neighborhood. There's no late night parties.
Other potential buyers are charter schools, startups looking for office space, or people who just want the land. Back in Northwest Baltimore, 19-year-old Naya Garnett lives near the former Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary Middle School and is disappointed it won't be a school.
Normally, with historical figures, you name stuff after them. Now you have something named after you, now it's closed. That kind of seems like, you know, what was it for?
Now what it's for is changing. And if public schools signal a city's investment in the future, it can be hard to acknowledge that future doesn't involve as many children. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.